You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really knew you would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for help, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're glad that you chose to listen to us this evening. We are brought to you by PatriotFlashlight.com. I have to tell you, we use this as a toy. This thing, it can do so many things. It shines 2 miles. Strobe light's incredible. You can pretend you're at a party or you need to be rescued. It's absolutely fantastic. And this thing works by solar. You can use a USB. It's just incredible what this does. And it's got so many accessories. I can't tell you about them, but you can go to PatriotFlashlight.com and see all the things this does. This should be a necessary part of everyone's survival package. Now, we use it for fun, but let me tell you, if the proverbial poop hits the fan, yeah, this will be at the top of our list for a must-have, particularly if the grid goes down, which we think is a real possibility. So again, that's PatriotFlashlight.com. And one more reminder, everybody, I want to just tell you, you got to go to Steve Quayle's conference in September the 14th to the 16th. Limited seats available, but I'm going to be there covering it as a member of the media. And I absolutely cannot wait to meet all of you who are there. And it'll be fantastic to put faces with the names after all these years. And the way you sign up, and you got to do it quickly because seats are now sparse, is you go to either my website, thecommonsenseshow.com, or Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com. And in the right-hand column of both websites is an ad for the conference, and you click it on, and it'll take you right to the registration page. And I tell you, I can't recommend this enough. If you care about transhumanism and you realize that humanity is at a crossroads, this is a can't-miss conference with all these great guests. Anyway, this segment, we have a terrific guest for you. She is, I gotta tell you, she comes across as just real straightforward, no flash. This is what it is, no nonsense, and I really appreciate that approach. And I'm talking about Kathy Rubio, but everything she has ever told me, and in particular about Central America, and she's told me so much about what's going on in that area, I've always been able to verify it down the road. When she was telling us about terrorist training camps in there, these paramilitary types, terrorists, Mexican drug cartels, forming a paramilitary army, I was getting the same information from my DEA insider source. So we're in for a wild ride, and Kathy contacted me while we were on vacation / doing a working vacation up in northern Arizona, where I did some remote broadcast in the Grand Canyon and a couple of the ski resorts up there to talk about some of the environmental issues. And she contacted me when we were out of town. I said, you know, when I get back, let's talk about this stuff. It's really, really important. Kathy, welcome to the show. And I know that you've been up against it with regard to family members being in jeopardy. And I know this is a very sensitive issue about what's going on in Nicaragua and surrounding areas. But I'm glad you could join us and bring us the real truth about what's going on.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And I think that it is extremely important that everyone hear what is going on in Central America, because it's coming right up our borders. And very, very soon, it's not going to be very long at all. You know, I was thinking today, Dave, that Mexico has been fighting us and fighting us about putting up our wall. But Mexico just put up a wall between Guatemala and Mexico because they saw what was happening in Guatemala. Guatemala has blown up into protests and fighting, violence, all kinds of stuff going on in there. Honduras is getting ready to blow up in that form. I just talked to a missionary friend of mine night before last, and Nicaragua is already there. So that's why I contacted you on the 26th, because I got a call that my adopted daughter down there, her husband was in his home, and they came in, the Sandinista regime, which is Daniel Ortega, and they conscripted him. They took him right out of his house. She has no idea where they took him. She didn't know anything. And then she said she was more worried about her son, that they would come back and get her son. So I called friends. We got some help. She is now safe.
Thank goodness.
And so for that reason, I'm gonna blow this thing wide open. And I really particularly want to talk to the Nicas in the United States and to the Hondurans in the United States, because this is coming to you.
What do you mean by the Nicas? I'm not familiar with that term.
Nicaraguans.
Okay.
We call them Nicas.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to get an education every time I talk to you. Here's what I'm getting, and let me use this as kind of a starting point. That Daniel Ortega is trying to exercise absolute autocratic control, and he's trying to get troops combat ready by engaging in civil strife, and he's part of a bigger movement where someday he'll be joining with fellow Central American armies to form a Red Dawn type force.
Yeah.
Does that
and
match?
It won't be just Central American armies, because just this last year, China went in there and they built a port. And mm-hmm. they ain't going to let nothing happen to their port either. They're going to join with Daniel Ortega.
So you think the Chinese, would they be supplying military hardware support,
yep.
or will they actually be engaged in troop involvement?
No, I think they'll be engaged in troop involvement, because they have to protect that port. When that port went in there a year ago, they displaced 10,000 Indians. 10,000 people had to move out of their homes. And there was protesting going on then because they were displaced. Now, those same people are uprising, and not only them, but the students are uprising. Same way that things are happening right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Our students are uprising.
Tell me, what do you mean uprising? What kinds of things are they doing in Nicaragua?
Well, the soldiers are lined up where the protests are, and they're just shooting people in the streets. Last week was a total of 478 shot and dead.
Are they just doing this indiscriminately, or do they have specific
indiscriminately,
targets?
Indiscriminately. They don't have no targets. They're just shooting them in the streets if they are protesting against the government. And by the way, the government down there, for anybody who thinks that fascism doesn't exist or communism, Daniel Ortega is the president and his wife is the vice president.
No nepotism there.
No, but it's okay because they're born again Christians.
Excuse me, but I'm having a hard time connecting Ortega with any notion of Christianity.
That's how he won this vote this last time around. They claimed, both of them, that they were born again Christians, and the people believed it.
So they're just killing people in the name of God.
Yep.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yep.
That's absolutely incredible.
And the Catholic Church appears that the Catholic Church down there is being attacked by Daniel Ortega, but the fact is that they're working with Daniel Ortega underground.
How are they working with him? What's going on with that?
it looks like to the general population that they are there to help them, but when they go to them for help, they kind of disappear.
So the Catholic Church, I'm trying to frame this in my mind. Are they, what kind of support are they providing Ortega? I think that's a better question.
I think they're getting rid of these people. Matter of fact, I was going to check before I got online, and then I got sidetracked on something else. I want to see how many people are actually missing, listed as missing in Nicaragua. And it could be that some of them are conscripted, because they just go in your home and they say, that's it, you're going to serve in my army, and bye-bye.
Now, is it both sides doing this, or is it just Ortega?
No, it's just Ortega right now. Yeah.
And if you refuse to serve, do they execute you on the spot?
No, you're dead. Yeah, you're not going to come out of there alive.
Well, I know before, when the Sandinista Iran-Contra affair was going on, when Ortega did the same thing, they not only killed the refuser, they killed the family.
That's right. They especially kill all the boys. But now, you know, they take girls into the military, too, down there. I think I told you before, Dave, that before I got my divorce, I was married to the son of the president of the PLI, which was Contras. Wow. So I got a real rude awakening and a first-hand class lesson of what all this was about.
Well, let's go back a little bit. So then for you, you have experience with Iran-Contra.
Yes.
And let me just ask you this question. Was the CIA solely on the side of the Contras?
Oh, no. No. We funded both sides, we armed both sides, we trained both sides, and then we let them go to war amongst themselves, and the CIA pulled out.
To let nature take its course.
Yeah.
And then they had plausible deniability.
Right, and they made tons of money. Tons of money off of that war.
Was that through drug trafficking, gun running?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my understanding was it was through that. Well, let's talk for a second about going forward now. How did Ortega, he went away for a while, and Nicaragua went through a period of relative calm, and then he comes back. I believe it was 2007, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and he gets voted in again because he's a born-again Christian now.
Why am I having trouble with this?
It's kind of like Clinton. She's studying to be a pastor now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so she can get past her criminal past?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, a little play on words here. But you know, she's playing both sides of the fence because I know she's a fourth-degree coven witch, and I digress.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to get back into what's going on in Nicaragua. Here's what I was told by someone who is ex-CIA, and he's given me good information before, and I had this somewhat confirmed by an RSOF contact I have. And I asked this question. I said, is Ortega really a threat? And they said, not unto himself, but if his madness spreads, and they expect it to spread, to Panama, to Honduras, more into El Salvador, where they already have terrorist training base camps, he said, then it becomes a regional problem that expands beyond dealing with just Ortega.
He's exactly right.
And then the other thing I was told, too, the one threat that they have, but the military thinks they can negate it, this RSOF person told me this. He said that if Ortega is able to completely solidify his hold and solidify his relationship with the Chinese can put bombers in Nicaragua and be able to strike Texas very easily.
That's right. And not only that, Dave, they have ALMA, I think it's called. But it's like our NAFTA. If you hurt one of them, you hurt all of them. So they all come running down there because they all are members of this ALBA, I think it's ALBA.
ALBA? What is ALBA? I don't get that.
Yeah,
is this a collective Central American identity? Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's like our NATO.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called again?
I think it's called ALBA.
And so an attack upon one is attack upon all the Central American
nations. And they go all the way down to Bolivia, Venezuela, all the way up.
My goodness.
Colombia. Yeah. And that's why I saw all those soldiers gather together in Honduras. So what
let's not skip over that. There are people who are listening who didn't hear that previous interview. Would you go ahead and recount what you saw there in Honduras?
Sure. I think it was in 2006 and I'm going to add something to this. Tom Pawlenty was the governor of Minnesota at that time. And in 2006, I took a group of doctors down the river from Puerto Lempira, which is, you have to take planes to get in there. And then we went down about 12 miles down the river, and I had military with me, by the way, and I saw that there were a whole lot of soldiers that were having some kind of training thing that was going on. And so I was asking my soldiers that were with me about it, and they said they didn't know what it was, but I thought they probably did. And so I said to them, well, let's pull over there and let's see if they need some vitamins. These guys will do anything for vitamins down there. And so I had jugs and jugs of vitamins with us, and we pulled off, and we spent the afternoon there. And I got to talking with some of the soldiers in there to find out that they were Iranian soldiers, FARC soldiers from Colombia. They were soldiers from El Salvador, from Hamas soldiers were in there.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Cuban soldiers were in there. They were from all around, all of those nations. And I asked them what they were doing, and they said they were learning to speak Spanish with a Nicaraguan dialect, and that they were being given Nicaraguan papers, and they would be coming up our borders seeking political asylum because they were coming from Nicaragua. Well, this same thing is taking place right now. When they create enough destabilization down there, the people are going to come up our borders, and they're going to seek asylum, and we're going to give it because it's a communist nation.
Is this part of the 1500 that we originally heard about that we're going to storm the border?
No. This is your second wave that's being started now. That was the first wave that came in, and that's 2006. Now, the ones that were storming the border, they're still on the border. That's 80% of those were bringing in trafficked children. They weren't their kids, and they're still dealing with them. They're still trying to separate who's who and dealing with them. Those were almost all that came were coming at the hands of the gangs, the gang members. MS-13 mostly, I think, but I think there were some Salvatrucha and some DS-8s in there too.
Well,
or 18s.
I've received a lot of pushback on this statement.
Yeah.
MS-13's in the country, and I made the statement many times. I've said, well, it won't be real long until we start having political assassinations of local and even larger officials, because that's the role MS-13 plays for the cartels. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Absolutely, 100% agree.
Because I'm getting a lot of pushback, even from some of my colleagues in the independent media. They just said, well, they're just gangster refugees here, and they'll cause trouble, but they're not organized, and they won't be engaged in any political hits. And I don't buy that.
Well, here you go. Add this to your pushback. Not only are the gang members in here, but the Iranian soldiers' sleeper teams are in here. They're just waiting for their orders.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Chinese across the border in Mexico. They got bases set up. We've known that for years. I mean, you and I reported on that before.
Yes.
If people are not willing to listen right now, and if you're getting a lot of pushback, it's because you're over the target.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I have coined or helped coin a phrase called Blue Dawn. And I said, before Red Dawn can occur, which is Central American nations with communist support and probably UN support coming north to harm us and invade us, I said we have to be destabilized within. And when you talk about these terrorist groups, and Kathy, I'm going to connect a dot here. Trevor Loudon, I really respect his work, he's done a documentary as well as produced a written document called Enemies Within, and he nailed 80 Democrats, Congress, senators, Elizabeth Warren and so forth, that belong to front groups for either the American Communist Party or, here's the important one, the Muslim Brotherhood. They belong to front groups. And Cynthia McKinney, in a conversation I had with her ex-Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, said, Dave, you're right on the money. Alan West says the same thing. And not only that, Robert David Steele has said the same thing right here on this show. So when enough people tell you that it's going on or in positions to know, these people have got to be linked to these terror cells that you just brought up. I mean, I have a hard time believing that if you're Elizabeth Warren and you belong to a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood, I can't help believe that you don't know exactly what's about ready to happen in your own country.
They do know. And so the Congress, especially the left part of the Congress, these people are communists. That's what they are. And I think that people are waking up now. I think they're starting to see it more and more every day. I'm catching more that are understanding what's going on here. But if we don't stand up as a people and start taking back our nation, it's gone. Because they're hitting us on all sides. They're going to come up our borders. These people are going to seek asylum. And when they get in here, what are we going to do with them? We can't even afford to feed ourselves right now. You know, I went to buy, this is how bad things are getting in Minnesota. I went to buy some Schweppes lemon and lime sparkling water today. For 8 cans was $10.90. And that was half price.
Yeah, well, no one knows the real inflation rate because they don't count food or the price of gas.
No, they don't.
Like, we don't have to eat or go to work. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolute craziness.
I know.
I want to go back to these terrorist base camps that you have knowledge of.
Yeah.
I would assume Ortega is a participant, correct?
Yes, he is.
Do his forces have connections with Hamas and Hezbollah?
Yes, they do.
Do they have?
And with the Iranian forces too.
So are you telling me that Iran is also involved in these terrorist base camps in El Salvador?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are.
Really?
Yep.
Now, this is the first time I think you've told me about the Iranians being there.
Yeah, they were there.
They're coming in under what guise? Pretending to be Nicaraguans? Is that what you were alluding to earlier?
Yeah, they're being trained to speak Spanish with a Nicaraguan dialect.
Oh, my.
No, this is in 2006, so they got to be pretty good at it by now.
You're not the first person to tell me that groups are being trained to imitate certain dialects in Central America, but I've never heard it linked to the Iranians until now.
Yep.
So they put these sleeper cells in place, and then if the poop hits the fan and Trump launches an attack on Iranian nuclear facilities, these people are expected to spring into action. Is that correct?
That's right.
How are they connected to MS-13?
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I think they're a separate division, all of their own, and they're in sleeper cells all around the United States. They're here already. They've been here.
Do you remember when that shopping mall in Nairobi was attacked?
No.
Okay, it was a few years ago. And I wanted to link this into the Iranians because I was told that they had some operational involvement. And at the shopping mall, they had the terrorists come out and they just started shooting people indiscriminately. But they also set up secondary teams to kill the first responders. And they were very good at it. They were very effective. The first responders had no idea they were going to be confronted outside the mall in an ambush setting. And I was told that the Iranians played a key role in being the secondary backup people.
Hmm.
So that's kind of what I expect to have happen here. And when I put my catastrophe hat on, and people are going to get really angry at me when I say it, but I'm sorry, this is the old coach speaking. And when I used to coach against my opponents, I try to put my mind in the place of my opposing coach to try to understand what he was going to try to do to us. And I do the same thing with the terrorists. Kathy, if I was going to launch a domestic operation against the United States and I wanted maximum terrorist effect, I would attack elementary schools and kill children. That'd be number one. That'd be the number one thing I'd do. And I would coordinate it to be the same time on the same day in different locations, never engage in communications about it. It's just some groups will get to their destination and carry out the act and some won't. The other thing I would do would be attack shopping malls. I would attack sporting events. I'd make people scared poopless to go out of their home. Have you come across any of these kinds of operational details in the training that goes on at these base camps?
Yes. And matter of fact, that's what's happening in Nicaragua right now. People are afraid to go out of their homes, the general population. There are those who will protest no matter what. They're willing to die. They don't care. But the general population of people is afraid to come out of their homes. They're staying home. And fear is the number one thing that works for these snakes. It has to be a lots and lots and lots of fear. So, what does our government do? We have school shootings constantly. We have fear, so much fear now that people are teaching their kids at home, because it isn't just fear from attacks at the school, it's fear from vaccinations, it's fear from all the different things that the government puts on us now.
Mm. Well, my son's on an athletic team where one of his teammates is not returning to the school or the team because mm-hmm. the parents have pulled him out of school entirely and they're homeschooling for just the reasons you mentioned.
Yep.
And this is becoming an increasing trend, although in California, they're trying very hard to outlaw homeschooling, and I expect that trend to sweep across the country because they want our kids under their control.
Well, what they figured out to get around the homeschooling was there was a new law passed that nobody really is hearing anything about yet. And so whether you homeschool or you don't homeschool, you are liable to have your children vaccinated.
Well, I know in Australia they've really hit that. Have you seen that where if kids aren't vaccinated, the parents get fined twice a year?
Yeah. Yep.
And then in California, they're launching something very similar. In fact, this one guy, State Senator Pham, I call him the Flim Pham man, he is trying to actually get criticism of vaccinations outlawed entirely. So if you're a California citizen and you put something on the net that criticizes vaccinations, you're not only going to be fined, you can go to jail.
Yeah, I read that.
That's absolutely insane. Okay, well, let's go back to these terrorist-based training camps, because we know Ortega's tied into this. Walk me through some of the operational trainings that you know that goes on there. We know they train to hit schools and hit malls and so forth. What else are they being trained to do?
They're inciting these riots.
Where at?
They're getting all of these riots going that start out to be peaceful protests. But by when they come along and they just start shooting people, they're inciting all of it.
So you're saying they're inciting this in Central America, in Nicaragua.
Right. And they not only incited it in Nicaragua, or in Managua, where most of the marching is taking place. They went to a place called Masaya last week, and they killed almost everybody in there.
What are they gaining from doing this?
Because these are the supporters for the Contras. These are the ones that fought against them last time. And see, Daniel Ortega has been requested, even by our government, to have early voting, because our government thinks that might settle down the problem down there. And no, he's not going to do it. And they've asked him to step down. The people are saying, step down. We don't want you. Get out. No, he's not going to go nowhere.
Hmm. Wow. What is he trying to accomplish?
I don't know, but I do know this. We got Americans trapped in there because he has blocked all the borders, and you can't get to from point A to point B. You can't get to safety out of there unless you fly out. And I don't know what is going on with the American embassy, but there should be Americans coming out of there by the droves right now, and that's not happening.
So why can't they get out now, and what's preventing them?
Because everything is blocked. All borders are shut. Even the roads going into Bluefields, which is where I had to try and figure out how to get my daughter to Bluefields, those roads were all blocked. If you can get a helicopter out, okay. If you can get a small plane out, okay. But that wasn't possible for her, so somehow she got out. I haven't been able to talk to her. I don't know. And I probably won't talk to her for her own safety.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow. So you're saying that her father was taken? Is that?
No, her husband.
Her husband. Has she heard from
him? Her husband was taken. No. She has no idea where he is. Nothing. And then she was worried that they'd come back and take her 13-year-old son. She wasn't going to let that happen.
How young are these kids that they're taking?
They can be 8, 10 years old. Yeah.
That's what we saw in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exact same thing we saw in Rwanda. Okay, so we have Ortega doing what he's doing. If you were to talk to just an audience of Americans, which you're primarily doing now, what would you tell them the main danger is from what Ortega is doing in Nicaragua?
He is destabilizing that nation. And in order to destabilize, he's got to really cause a lot of problems. And people will go running out of that country. They will find a way out. And when they find their way out, they're going to run into Honduras. Honduras is already starting to uprise, and they're using the students to do it. There again, you have another communist president, communist-supporting president. And so, and our government put him in there. We wanted him. So that kind of tells you where we're at, because that was during Obama's time.
So what, I guess where I'm confused is, why is it that Americans can't get out? You're saying they're closed down the borders. Does that mean no one in, no one out?
No one in, no one out. Nope.
And
that's why I couldn't get my family to go in there. She had two big brothers I could have sent in there to get her out, but I couldn't do it because they can't get in.
I'm confused.
Why?
Why this isn't getting major coverage? I mean,
well, that confuses me. But if your plan is taking place out of your Congress here in the United States, and I believe it is, then the plan is to get these people and drive them up our borders. And then they can bring all the people in that they need to turn against us. They can create so much confusion and take us down from within our own country. I mean, they're already working on that anyway. They're doing that with the fires and the floods, destroying us from within with what appears to be disasters that are taking place. Natural disasters. It appears to be natural, but I don't believe it is. I believe it's all part of Agenda 21.
Yeah, no, listen, I had Deborah Tavares on my show last week, and we spent 2 hours discussing this. Directed yep. energy weapons, and these fires are going on all over the planet, but they're really centralized in the upper northwest part of the United States.
Right.
And in a lot in Northern California as well, so you're absolutely right. Who's underwriting Ortega? Is it our government, and what part of our government? Is it the deep state? I mean, what's the story behind it? He must have support from somewhere.
He's getting it out of the deep state. It is so imperative that Trump take these people down right now before we lose all of our nations. And it ain't just ours, it's all of them.
Well, today I wrote about the deep state in Russia. A lot of people don't ever talk about that, but do you remember when Putin disappeared for 10 days?
Yep.
And I wrote an article, and I included as the descriptive photo, Putin's face on a milk carton. Have you seen me call 1-800-Kremlin? I mean, this was very serious. He reappeared the next day. And what was interesting about that is I was told, and this is no secret, that the oligarchs were unhappy with his conduct with Ukraine, and he wanted him to be more forceful against the U.S. because Ukraine's capitulation to the CIA and the ouster of the Russian-friendly government really put a crimp in Russian natural gas and oil exports to Europe. And the oligarchs are the deep state. And Putin is as much trouble with the deep state there as Trump is here.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yep.
Well, let me tell you what else I have, since we're connecting dots, and this is where our stories start to coincide. I had a lengthy conversation with Paul Martin earlier in the day, and Paul has two outstanding sources, and they're both telling him pretty much the same thing, that Russian troops are basically positioned to cut our cables for our internet and our grid. Now, it can be repaired, but they can bring us down in a second. And let me tell you why I know this is true, just from my background. Back in 2015, I wrote a series of articles in which I detailed how Obama let the Russians and the Chinese participate in the GridX drills, where they simulated EMP attack or just a grid takedown from cyber attack. And in that, I had a fit because I said Obama just showed our enemies how to take down our grid.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Paul Martin's right on the money with this.
Yep.
But
yep.
Here's what also I found out. It's not Putin that's behind it. It's the Russian deep state. And Putin does not have complete control over his military, particularly the Spetsnaz.
Yeah, I believe that's true. And matter of fact, just before I came on with you, I was listening to a show that was going to tell me about all of this stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's really really interesting. Well, Kathy, this has been a very valuable update to what's going on in Central America. And Americans need to be concerned because refugees who are actually, in their totality, terrorists, are coming into this country on a daily basis.
Yep.
And let me tell you what I've got, because, see, Trump is reacting to this. The day you and I talked, and gosh, my days have all run together. When you go out of town, you lose track of what day it is. But the day you and I talked and we set this time for the interview, I was on I-17, and right after we hung up, we encountered a military convoy of over 100 vehicles on Interstate 17 traveling south in the direction of Mexico. So some of the convoy pulled over in Cortes Junction, as we did, to get something to drink, go to the restroom. And I encountered a couple of the soldiers, and I started to talk to one of them. And I said, where are you guys coming from? I'm sorry, sir, I can't tell you that. And I said, okay, I just find it interesting what you guys are doing. I grew up in a military family, and trying to relate to the guy so he'll open up to me. And I said, well, can you tell me where you're headed? And he said, I'm sorry, sir, I can't tell you that either. And I said, well, have a burrito at the border for me. Okay? They make really good burritos down at the border. He started laughing. And I can tell you from his reaction, I was right on the money. They were headed to Mexico. Mm-hmm. In Hondo, Texas, I've had two people contact me now, one with photos showing heavy military equipment headed to the border by train. And I've got reports in southern Arizona of the same thing happening, heavy military equipment. The equipment I saw on Interstate 17 was communications equipment. They were these little communications, kind of like real small versions of SUVs, and they go into battle, and they serve as communication trucks for tanks going into battle. And so they're support vehicles. So this makes sense that heavy armor is also showing up at the border. Trump is long story short now, Trump is fortifying the border. Are you aware of that at all?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you something else I became aware of this morning. There is a grand jury being formed in Texas, and that grand jury is going to be headed up by Larry Klayman, and they are going to indict and convict. If Hillary Clinton doesn't show up when she is requested to come to court, they will indict and convict all at the same time. Hillary Clinton and all of her little proteges there, Clapper and the whole group.
So is this a county grand jury, a state grand jury? What level?
I'm not sure. I just know that Larry Klayman is representing the state, the United States, and I don't know who the lawyers are for Clinton or any of them, if they're going to be called in or not, but what I do know is it's going to get hot in Texas.
Well, Devin Nunes is basically said, I'm pushing through the impeachment for Rod Rosenstein. He's got one more business day, and that means Monday, to turn over the paperwork. So by the time people hear this broadcast, that issue will have been decided. Devin Nunes is no nonsense. I'll tell you what I'm sick of hearing. Well, we got to do something about the deep state. They control social media. They're censoring everybody. They're involved in all kinds of things they shouldn't be involved in. And all Congress does is talk and wag their finger, and they do nothing. Nothing.
Exactly.
And Trump has done nothing. And I'll tell you where I'm really angry, Kathy, and I did a podcast on this. I said President Trump's line in the sand. I made it real clear. I said, without the independent media, Mr. President, you are not the president. We help push you over the top, and you have abandoned us when we're being illegally attacked by these social media giants. I mean, you know, just let me share this with you, Kathy, and I don't know if you're familiar with the open forum law. But Ted Cruz even talked about this in Senate hearings. The open forum law says that if you're a monopoly, and they are all monopolies, there's no arguing that, and you claim to be an open forum, you cannot censor. And the minute that you censor, then you're responsible for all the content on your site. And that means if child porn comes to Facebook, that means Zuckerberg goes to prison. And this is why they're being really careful. And when Ted Cruz was questioning these people, he asked Twitter and Facebook, are you guys open forums? And they wouldn't answer his question. And he said, finally, says, you're going to answer my question or there's going to be a problem here. Are you open forums? And they go, yes. But they hide behind their community standards to censor people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to hold water with a fair judge. And
that's why I really believe that the only way that we win is that we, the people, have got to stand up and take our nation back. And I think we do that by making citizen arrests for all of them and bringing them all in.
Great minds think alike, Kathy. I wrote, did I do a podcast or wrote an article? I mean, they all run together after a while. But a couple of weeks ago, I did something and I said, grand juries are the answer. And I said, we don't have to wait for this do-nothing, turn-the-other-way Congress. Yeah. We can go ahead and indict these people on our own through a citizen grand jury.
That's right. And we are the boss. And we even have the right to demand the provost marshal go with.
Man, is that interesting. That's... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to give you kind of a compare and contrast here, just get your reaction. On one hand, we're not doing anything to these criminals, the deep state criminals, and their criminality is low-hanging fruit. They're easy to be prosecuted and convicted on. But on the other hand, we've got the TSA following people now, I mean, in their private lives, electronically tracking and physically following people. The TSA, which are only supposed to be at the airport, and they're following people and gathering information on people, and they're assisting law enforcement in finding any kind of violation to get these people arrested. They're targeting dissenters. And these people oftentimes aren't even on the watch list for terrorism. So on one hand, the government can do this to average citizens and violate their Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. And on the other hand, we're not even prosecuting criminals.
I'm pretty sure that I came on your show after they've followed me around for a while.
That's right. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't long after that, then I was hit with a direct weapon of theirs that caused burning all over my body, up my legs and on my face and on my arms. And when I went to my physical therapist the next day for treatment, she said, who burned you? I said, well, I don't know. And she said, you didn't get hit with one of them things they talk about. I said, well, I didn't even think you'd know about that.
Well, a lot of people know about it. I'm friends with someone named Midge Mathis here in Arizona. And she's been the victim of directed energy weapons. She has physically shown me. I am part of a group called Freedom's Phoenix, run by Ernie Hancock. And it's a very, very, shall we say, in-your-face activist group. And every community should have a Freedom's Phoenix. And I met Midge at one of the gatherings. And she came up to me and says, Dave, listen to your show, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to talk to you about directed energy weapons. And she rolled up her sleeves. And then she rolled up her pant legs. This is what's happening to me. And she told me why. And I'm not going to get into the details here because I don't know if she's totally ready to be 100% revealing. And I have a feeling she's going to want to come on my show soon. But I'll let her tell the story then. But this is political. And she has gotten in the way of people that are political. And they are retaliating against her with directed energy weapons. And people can't tell me this doesn't exist. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the handiwork.
I've experienced their handiwork on my ears. When I happened to be on the phone with one of my sources one day, and we were into some really touchy stuff, and this has already been 4 years ago. And we were diving deep, and I had my headphones on, and we were on Skype. And they did something in my headphones that they ran a sound through there that took away half of my hearing. I just screamed out in pain because it was so painful. And then when I had my hearing tested, half of the hearing was gone. That is what they are able to do. And you don't think they can do anything to you.
Oh, I do. But, oh, listen, I've never been the victim of directed energy weapons, but Andy DeRiso and I were interviewing Jim Mars at an old residence that we used to have in Glendale, which is in the city. And Jim was getting into some very sensitive stuff, and we'd advertised the show, so people knew it was coming. And in the last minute of the show, 8 shots fired over the house. And I had a house full of family that were in the downstairs area. I was upstairs. We had 2 eyewitnesses, this is when I was battling with John McCain. And in fact, during that time, I was also run off the road at one time. Listen, I've been there. In fact, I was getting ready to interview Ammon Bundy. And I go, now we're going to go and talk to Ammon. And boom, both satellites, independent of each other on both coasts, went down. Our listen live by phone went down. We couldn't even communicate with each other until the next day, because we were going to be the first entity, thanks to Shauna Cox, had set that interview up, and we were going to be the first entity to interview him. And so, yeah, I've been there, done that. Well, I'm sorry to say this. We are out of time, but this has been so good.
Well, before we end, I got one more thing to say.
Okay, you got to be quick.
Congressman Pawlenty is now going to run for president of the United States. Do not vote for that man. He is not for this nation.
Is that the former governor?
Yes.
Yeah, former governor of Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. Yeah, there's no question about that. Kathy, tell everyone very quickly in about 15 seconds how they can follow your good work.
Well, I think I'm going to be going over on Paul Preston's radio station pretty soon, but right now I'm off the air. And
are you going to Red State?
Yeah, I think I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We air on Red State. Hello, all the people in California. Listen to Red State and all across the country. And our home base is Global Star. So, yeah, listen, Red State's great. Love the people at Red State. Absolutely love them. Paul Preston is first class. Kathy, my friend, we are out of time. Thank you for this update. Please keep me apprised of what's going on in Central America, because that is where the Red Dawn invasion will come from.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
And God bless America.
God bless you, too. Take care.